Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be invading your speakers live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Honestly, I love the art of hip-hop. I don't always love the message of hip-hop. Hip-hop is not just a mirror of what is. It should also be a reflection of what can be. A lot of times folks say, well, I want to keep it real and I want to be down. And then we're just trapped in, you know, what is. And the question is, you know, imagine something different. Imagine a community that aren't torn up by violence. Imagine communities that where we're respecting our women. Imagine communities where knowledge and reading and, you know, academic excellence are valued. Imagine communities where fathers are doing right by their kids. That's also something that has to be reflected. Art can't just be a rear view mirror. You know, it should have a headlight out there.
Cut the music. This is it. The moment everybody, you, your mama, your cousin, my auntie, who I ain't seen in a while, everybody been waiting on this show. So I'm just so happy that you're here. I'm here, Holy Spirit here, God here. Man, we're going to have a good time tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I promise you it will not be a waste of your time. Man, tonight I am just really looking forward to just getting into the show, man. I got some music I want to play tonight, man. It's just really been blessing my soul. And, you know, I want to, you know, when I hear stuff that blesses me, I want to bless you guys with it. You know, I love that the show turns into a podcast so you can take it and go back and listen to it whenever you want to listen to it, you know. So before we get into everything that we're going to get into tonight, as we always do, this is a time that we lift up God. So, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you are, all that you are. You know, we can never fully understand you, God. Your knowledge is beyond our knowledge. Your ways are far beyond our ways. And what we know about you barely even tips the scale, Father. But what we know about you is enough to cause change in others' lives if we would just believe it. So, God, I pray that you help our unbelief, the areas that we are struggling in believing you, God, areas that we may not be walking or living or producing 100-fold as you have commanded us to, Father. Help us to identify those areas to get rid of anything that will hold us back, whether it's fleshly or mentally, whatever it is, God, so that we can really walk in your presence, Lord. You are a good God. You are an amazing Father. You're not just God, but you're Abba Father. You're able, you're capable, you're the creator of all things. You set the sun and the stars in its place. You said, let there be light, and there was light. You didn't have to argue with it. There was never a question about it. When you spoke, things happened. There's no question about your word. You are God and God alone. God, we repent of any time that we've ever looked at you with our, based off of our human understanding and brought your ability, your capability, your power, your sovereignty down to our level because of what we're not able to do. We repent. And we stand, God, asking you to just teach us your ways. Teach us your authority. Teach us your power. God, there is nothing greater than you. Nothing bigger than you, God. No one that you need to consult with. Your word is sovereign. It's absolute. You are God and God alone. And Father, we just thank you. We reverence you, Father, when we lift up your holy name. God, edify us tonight, God. Speak through my lips. Utilize this radio show, Father, to touch lives. Encourage, use it to encourage someone who has an opportunity to listen, to maybe take this word, God, to someone who doesn't have an opportunity to listen. Even if there's only two people listening tonight, or one person, or no one listening at all, Father, I'm going to do this for your glory, God, and not for my own. So, God, I just pray that you have your way. Manifest yourself. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you, God, for allowing us to just make it to this point of our day, God. You've done so much. You are an amazing God. And we acknowledge you, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guys, I really want to challenge you guys to just take some time out and just spend some time with God. And don't spend time with the God that your pastor preaches about. He may be the best God that he knows, but even the God that your pastor preaches about is a God according to his understanding, a God according to his convictions and his growth and his revelation. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to his word or you shouldn't go to church, because I'm definitely an advocate of everyone who teaches the word of God. But what I'm saying is, if you have not taken out the time to get to know God for yourself, then you are missing out. So, whatever it may be, whatever's hindering you, you know, we make time for everything. If you can make time for work, you can make time for God. If you can make time to get up and brush your teeth, you can make time for God. If you can make time to sleep, then you can make time for God. There's absolutely no excuse, none. If we don't give back to the one who's given us life, then pretty soon we run out of it, because you can't keep taking and never putting back. And God just wants our quality time. Ooh, God, you're good. So, you know, as we always do next, man, I always do next. You know, I like to give a shout out to my wife. I just had a birthday just last week on Thursday. And I turned older. Yes, I did. And even in my oldness, at this stage in the game, I'm still able to be surprised and blessed beyond anything I can imagine. Like, you know, no way have I seen it all, but I thought I saw enough. My wife she just totally, like, blew my expectations out of the water. Like, dang, man, like, this is my wife. Like, she made it the best birthday ever. I mean, the absolute best birthday ever. And really made me feel like just the center of the universe in how she did it. And, you know, I can't thank her enough. She really is an awesome woman of God. You know, I love her, man. God, I love that woman. So I like the opportunity, the fact that I get to do this show and talk about her. And, you know, I do my thing, you know, to show I love her and to be, you know, romantic or gentle or kind or whatever, you know, a husband is supposed to be outside of doing the show. But when I get an opportunity to do the show and I really get a chance to sit down and just think about who God has blessed me with, You know, it charges me even more. You know, I love the fact that Adam was out in the field working and naming animals, and God looked at him and he said, you know, it's not good for man to be alone. But the thing about it is, God, when God created Adam, he created Adam in his image, in his likeness. And so God created Adam in his image, in his likeness, and then said it's not good for Adam to be alone, which means that God needed, he wanted us. It wasn't good for God to be alone, not that he was by himself, not that, you know, he doesn't have Jesus, Holy Spirit, and all the angels and everything else, but God created us for a specific purpose, to worship him, to give praise and glory back to him, to show him how amazing he is through our obedience and trust in him. And so for him to look at Adam and say, you know what, it ain't good for him to be alone. Adam, go to sleep. Let me go to work. And then present, you know, Adam with a gift. It just says to me that God really orchestrated this thing to where we need each other. And I'm not just with this woman by happenstance, but I feel like, man, it was, God was like, you know, hey, look, I'm going to bring this one to you. I'm going to bring that one to you. You got to make a decision. You know, and I feel like he put the wisdom on the inside of me and just made me smart for one moment, long enough to say, that's the one. And the absolute best decision that I could have ever made in my entire life was not saying I do, but will you marry me? So, yeah. Sorry, guys. Just had to toss that out there. I'm not sorry at all, as a matter of fact. I'm not sorry at all. I love my good thing. So, hey, guys, listen, I got some music for you today. There's a few things on my heart I want to talk about. One of the main things I really want to talk about with you guys is just really us working on increasing our relationship with God, man. You know, it's important to have a quality relationship with him, not that surface relationship that we can so easily have. You know, we have surface relationships around us all the time, and we tend to have those same type of relationships with that same type of relationship with God. You know, that high and by, you know, you wake up, thank you, Lord, for waking me up, and then you go, you know, and people think that, you know, that's good enough, but it's not good enough at all. There's really no real communication in that. And we can all dig a little deeper. We can all give him more. You know, we have to go beyond just reading your Bible for 30 minutes a day. You know what I mean? If that's where you're at, and that's good, then. If that's where you're at, man, you read the Bible 30 minutes a day, that's good. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of Christians don't do that. But once you get there, don't stop. Keep going. You know, we gotta be in a place where we're always digging to get to know God more, because his word is inexhaustible. The Bible says it's quick. It's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's alive. The word of God is alive. It's a living thing. And it desires to have a relationship with us. And we gotta take our time to have a relationship with him. So, you know, we're going to talk about our relationship tonight. Do several things. No matter what we read in the Bible, no matter what we study, it's all relationship stuff. Every single thing, every single word in the Bible was strategically placed or allowed by God to create a relationship with you. Every single word. It's all one big love story. Every single word, one big love story about a God who loves a man. And that man is you, whoever you are, wherever you are, man, woman, female, you know, dude, whatever you think you are, God loves you more than you could ever love yourself. So yeah, man, we're gonna get into this thing, play some music tonight. I'm not gonna keep rambling on. I'm gonna actually get to the topic again. Let's get into some tracks first, though, man.
Yo. I do this for your glory, revelation, not obligation. I don't care if they know my name, long as they know you're amazing. You're the greatest, what am don't really matter. Yeah, they searching for the spotlight, but your heart is what I'm after. Yeah, so I let my light shine, hoping that they can follow it, and you are who they find. Cause at the end of the night, or at the end of the day, I'm still a creation created to put you on display. Yeah, won't let a rock cry in my place, so I seize every opportunity to give you praise. Yeah, but you deserve more. I wish that I could clone myself so I could serve more. I know that's just a silly wish, but ain't nothing wrong with dreaming when you're dreaming big. And I'm dreaming of doing things that your son did. If greater works can be done, there ain't no limit. So what's impossible to you? Nothing but just a word. Something that man created to keep us here in this earth. And I will not participate. I know what I'm worth. I understand the value, the power of my words. My purpose on this earth, to lift your name high. To tell the truth when it's beneficial to lie. Remain low in the company of pride. They say I'm crazy cause I've been living to die. But I do it for you.
About the sound of a piano, it spiritually channels something in the soul of me. This poetry's my ammo. I'm seasoned like.
Yo. Hey, I just want to take a quick commercial break, man, and just say, that last track, that was by yours truly, Daquan King. Let's get back into this music.
And because that ain't all that I was praying for. Brother and his girl done opened up a secondhand store. Called Ogachi, everybody asking what it stands for. Chicago backer, now run along and let your friends know. As far as the rapture, all I can say is that the end's close. The final chapter, so pull out your pad and pen notes. Most don't believe in the hereafter, think it's just a hoax. Some made up crap that's justifying death to give us hope. My friend, you've been misled, they got you with the okie doke. What if you've been fed? It's obvious that you done overdosed. They'll feed you Casper, but then tell you there's no Holy Ghost. Pray to your master, as if Jesus ain't the only hope. You pass and they can't guarantee you where your soul will go. You ask, they'll tell you, you look through the ones you love the most. Your spirit's mirrored through the loved ones, but it doesn't float. There's nothing after, once you die, my friend, that's all she wrote. Sound about crazy as a marching band on marching dope. It's heavy on this path, especially when the heart is broke. The lessons on this path have blessed me more than y'all could know. Direct me on this path to wheresoever I should go. Whoever walketh on this path, the life should find its growth. I don't know what you believe, life based on what you perceive. I was always taught to exceed whatever I thought I couldn't achieve. Look at me now, I done took the lead. Used to be the kid that couldn't read in class with a face full of Vaseline. Bad cause I had no self-esteem. That's real talk, no gasoline. Mama always said, dare to dream. Never let anything hold him back. Hold you back, spread your wings. Hold you back, dare to swing. Don't strike out and lose everything. Lost weight and lost my wedding ring. But I swear my wife, my everything. Christ coming back, all hail the king. That everybody gon' yell the name. Too late now, boy, hell came. Way too hot, can't bear the flames. Can't act like they scared of change. Got my rock, I ain't never shamed. Could've had rocks in every chain, but I chose God instead of fame.
They change, I'm trying to remain. For reasons I must grow. Love, life, live, hope. The seasons, they change. I'm trying to remain. For reasons I must grow. Love, life, live, hope. The seasons, they change. I'm trying to remain. For reasons I must grow. Love, life, live, hope.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. At the riverside, I gotta lay my burdens down. I ain't gonna study war no more, cause the battle ain't for me. It is mine, saith the Lord. Paying it forward just to count the cost of right now. Past and my future got me like hell. Could I ever get it right? The leverage is slight. If heaven came tonight, they probably offer me some present help. Sometimes the truth don't rhyme, but its presence felt. We running out of time, trying to hold it still. This life is so divine, if you choose the weather, living water offered to the thirsty. Now how you feel?
The seasons, they change, I'm trying to remain. For reasons I must grow, love, life, live, hope. The seasons, they change, I'm trying to remain. For reasons I must grow, love, life, live, hope.
Momentum in my soul now. Good God, let me hit my knees, get down and pray. I heard a man who kneels before your throne could conquer anything. I really wanna see your face. Is it at the finish line? Help me run a steady race. I'm just trying to set my pace. I'm just trying to gain control. I aim to know the very wonders of just how you paid the road that made the man that choose from right and wrong. My curiosity will probably help me write this poem. I got a right to know I'm something more than just my skin. I'ma take a deeper dive, see what lies within. That's how I feel.
Up in the building. Listen, hey, small town living, big city vision. SO to all the naysayers who fuel my ambition. They said I wouldn't make it. Now I'm speaking to nations from Germany to Japan. Thank God I didn't listen. I used to struggle just to fit in before I found out that I was called to be different. Soundtrack of my life used to follow when they left. Now I lead them to the right. Yeah. Just to help us see the light. We travel this narrow road from morning to noon tonight. Still certified, still focused. Been safe for 10 years and I'm still growing. Even if the wheels fall off, I'm still going. The only reason they fell off, they didn't know it. But I ain't here to judge, I'm just a product of grace. At the mercy of the wind, if I ain't seeking his face. And if you can relate, then you know what it takes. Walking by faith, sometimes I feel I'm walking in place. But I believe that I receive. Mark 11:23. Ain't moved by what I see, but I see what I say. Think about it. Let it marinate. The love of God, the only thing you can't exaggerate. Just admit, let him have his way. Hey, best decision you ever make. I still remember when I made mine. December of 03, felt like I found a gold mine. Walking on cloud 99, fast forward and I'm still basking in the sunshine. No time for riding the pine, it's fourth quarter game time. Too many dying, too many blind, walking around, trying to find the light in the dark. Cause they was taught to follow their heart, but I was taught to follow my God. My God, my God, the one who created it. No time for faking it, what are you saying, kid? It's Jesus Christ, man, he knows us what you labor with. Yeah.
Yo. So hey, listen, man. That last song, that was me too. Hopefully you're still with me. If you're still with me, then you already know we knee deep into this music already. Played music by D King, Gemstones, D King, and I want to play something for you guys tonight, man. By this cat named Travis Green. Dude is really like hot right now. Not just that though, man. The dude is worshiping on another level. I'm really digging just his worship style. You know, if you know me, you know anything about me, you know I'm a worshiper. So that's just where my heart is at. You know, when it comes down to God, I don't have a problem with just being all out, you know, because, you know, he's an all out type of God. You know, he loves extravagantly, and then he created us to love him extravagantly. So, and I'm going to play some of his music as well tonight. But before I do, let's hit one of these topics real quick. So one of the topics I want to hit you guys with tonight was found in, well, we'll give you the scripture first. It's Mark 2:16-17, and I'll read it for you really quick. Let's see. I'll do the New King James Version. It says, and when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick I did not come to call to the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. I'm going to read that one more time. Matter of fact, I'm going to read just verse 17 for you one more time. It says, when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, those are the ones who need a physician. He said, I ain't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. And, you know, I was just doing some reading or whatever, and when I came across that piece, man, it really spoke to me, because what I heard when I read that was, he came for me. You know, if I was preaching a message and I was going to use this as my scripture, and if I had a topic, my topic would be, he came for me. Now, no doubt, there have been many days, many times in my life where I thought I had it all together. Everyone else thought I had it all together. You know, maybe not everybody, but for the most part, you know what I mean? But truth be told, on the inside, I was just as sick as the next man. Like, I had issues. I had problems, you know. I had cancers all going through me, man. It was bad. And I needed Jesus in a deeper way, much more deeper than the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, the thing about the scribes and Pharisees is that they were sinners too. they were sick too. But the point that Jesus made here is, I did not come to call the righteous. And when you, there's another version that says, he didn't come to call those who think they're righteous. And here's what I'm trying to say to you, is that man looks on the outside, but God looks at the heart. He judges the heart. Remember when Samuel went to go and anoint the king, and he went to Jesse's house, and, you know, he got, you know, Jesse got all these sons, these masculine, healthy-looking, young, stature-ish men. They walk out, and they're just ready to be anointed king, and Samuel looks at one, and he's like, oh, that got to be him. Man, he got a full head of hair. He got a beard. You know, he got that nice tattoo on his shoulder. You know, he looks good. He drives a Mercedes Benz. He's got to be our next ruler. He's got to be the next leader. And God is like, no, not him. So then he sees the next one, and that next one, he got all the women on his side. You know, he got the cell phone. He got all the technology and everything. He got all the degrees. And God's like, no, not him. Then he'll come, the next brother come out. You know, he's the CEO of a large corporation. You know, got bread stacked to the ceiling. Like, he's the man, right? He's got to be him. And God's like, nah, not him. And Sammy goes through all these brothers, and then he turns to Jesse. He's like, there's got to be somebody else, because God hasn't given me the authority to anoint the king yet, but he's told me that the king is one of your children. And Jesse's like, oh, yeah, well, I got one more son, but, you know, he ain't doing it like these other cats doing it. You know, he's out in the field taking care of sheep. He's just a poor shepherd boy. You know, he ain't no punk or nothing like that. But at the same time, like, you sure you don't want to anoint my older sons, because they look like kings? And Samuel's like, no, you need to call him, bring him on in. And as soon as he saw him, God spoke to him and said, that's the one. That's the one. And my point behind that is not that David was sick or anything like that, but God spoke to Samuel. He said, look, man, I'm not focused on what's happening on the outside. I'm concerned with what goes on the inside. And that right there, that's a man that's after my heart, because God is focused on what's happening on the inside. And my point behind saying this is, if Jesus didn't come for the righteous, but to call the sinners to repentance, he's not coming for those who look like they're righteous. He's not coming for those who have the appearance of something, because the Bible tells us that we have all fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says that even a just man will fall. Even a just man will fall. So the point behind what I'm saying here is that is that God is paying attention. And because he's paying attention, he knows you need a Savior. He knows you need a Savior. We all do. Never go about your day like you got it all together. Because if you do, there's no need for Jesus in your life. He said it. I didn't come for the righteous. I didn't come for those who don't need me. I came for those who need me. So the scribes are like, hey, look, man, you know, we know the Bible. We got all the scriptures. We get up and we pray every morning. You know, we go to church every Sunday. We got the nice church hat on and the church robe. And we know all the religious words and grammar. And you know, we own the church. You should be eating with us. Ain't it funny that Jesus came and didn't even eat with the church folk? Isn't that a little bit strange? Like, what if Jesus was to crack the sky right now? Come through. You really think he's going to go chill up in the church and have church with us? I'm not saying that there's a problem with the church. What I'm saying is that he's going to be focused on those who desire him and need him the most. And I'm cool with that if Jesus cracked the sky and don't come into church. I'm actually really cool with that because the whole purpose of me being who I am is to be like Jesus in the earth. So though I go to church on Sunday, I should be being Jesus Monday through Saturday and Sunday. Eating with the person who you or the next man probably wouldn't eat with. Loving on those who feel like they don't deserve love. The lesson that Jesus was teaching us here is that we can't be so caught up in what's going on the outside and we're missing the fact that there is a need. There is a much deeper need. And sometimes just sitting and eating with someone or playing cards in the park with, you know, some people who may be less fortunate, that could be the greatest love that they feel. So when I say he came for me, when I read this, I didn't think of myself as the righteous scribe at all. I saw myself as a saved man, as a person who really is living holy and really is reading his Bible and really is praying on a daily basis and really is tithing and living holy the best way he knows how to, not saying I am perfect in any way, but I'm just saying as a person who's really striving to draw closer to Jesus and to be more like him in the things I do, when I read this scripture, all I could see in myself was not the one who didn't need him, but the one who needed him desperately. No matter how much I grow, no matter how much I learn, no matter how much I get in this word, I desperately need Jesus. I desperately need him. And he knows that. And so he came for me. He knew that I desperately needed him. So he came for me. He said, I didn't come for those who are well. They don't need a physician. I came for those who are sick. Said, I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. You know, I'm at this place now, man, where I'm just repenting on a daily basis. You know, things, a lot of times it's like, man, I don't even know if I did anything wrong today or said anything that may offend someone. But, you know, God, I repent. You know, I repent of my sins, knowing and unknowing. You know, I was having this conversation with a sister of mine at church yesterday. And I was just discussing some things. And I've been in this place where, you know, right now my church is reading a book on the bait of Satan, which is offense. And I've been in this place, man, where I've been really trying to keep offense from entering into my heart. And I was just sharing with her how I've managed to really ward off offense. And to keep my heart from being tainted by stuff that happens around me, you know, and not allowing it to really dig its way into my heart. And I gave her an analogy. It was just straight up. It was all God. But, you know, there are people in your life that are personal, that are close to you, that can easily offend you. And then there are people who aren't in your life that could do the same thing that someone else who is in your life that you love dearly, they could do the same thing and it wouldn't even bother you because, you know, what they think doesn't really matter. You haven't placed enough value on their actions and reactions as much as you place value on the person who's closest to you. And because of that, we're easily offended by those who are closest to us. And I was sharing with her the way that I've been able to keep myself from being offended by those who are closest to me, because it's not that offense isn't coming. Jesus told us offense will come. But we have to guard our hearts against offense. And the way that I've been able to do it is just by coming. There's the scripture where it says, do everything you do as unto the Lord. You know, and I've been able to picture Jesus in between me and every single relationship that I have. Basically, I love my wife, but my love for my wife doesn't come first. It's my love for God, then my love for my wife. And so because of my love for God comes first, and then my love for my wife comes after that, no matter what happens coming from her, no matter what happens coming around us, could get me off of loving her. No matter what she does or says could make me love her any less, because of my love for God. So I have to always entreat her with honor, with unconditional love, because I'm not really loving her first. I'm loving God first. He's that buffer, that filter in between me and her. Same goes for me and the stranger, or the person, or my pastor, or the person I serve with in ministry, or the person I work with. You know, I can't afford to allow them to taint my heart, because basically what I'm saying is that in order for them to taint my heart and to get me upset and off, then they have to bypass my relationship with God in order to get to me. That means that I have allowed them to push God away. No. That means that I push God out the way and dealt with them directly. And any time that we can move God out of the way and deal directly with a person, we cease to love God first. He ceases to be Lord in our life. I mean, he's God, but is he Lord? Is he sovereign? Not saying in any way that I'm perfect in this area, but doggone it, if I'm not working towards it, if I'm not giving my all, to be better, you know, to be a better Christian, a better man, a better husband. And the only way that I can really do that is by acknowledging the fact that he came for me, that I ain't perfect. I ain't even close. I'm so apt to make a mistake. It's absolutely ridiculous to think that I can't make a mistake. I know I can't. So I got to stay on guard. Ever vigilant. This is the scripture. The Bible says, be sober for your adversary, the devil. He's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's not the Lion of Judah. He's pretending to be, but he's always watching. And if he's watching, I got to stay strong. I feel like I'm getting off topic here. I wanted to read this to you guys one more time, but from the Message version. It says, later, Jesus and his disciples were at home having a supper with a collection of disputable guests. Unlikely as it seems, more than a few of them had become followers. The religion scholars and Pharisees saw him keeping this kind of company and lit into his disciples. What kind of example is this? Acting cozy with the riffraff. You know, there's got to be the Message version. Jesus overhearing shot back. Message Bible. Jesus shot back. Come on, man. Who needs a doctor? The healthy or the sick? I'm here inviting the sin sick, not the spiritually fit. And I love it. He's like, look, if you think you all that, I can't do anything for you. But the ones who have acknowledged that they're not perfect. And sometimes, man, we just got to be there. And I'm not a worm. You know, David said, man, you know, David called himself a worm. Oh, Paul said, what a wretched man I am. I'm not a wretched man. I'm not a worm. I was made in God's image, in his likeness. But he didn't make me from this dust. And from the dust I came, and to the dust my body will return, but my spirit is made whole and is perfect in him. And like this show before, not last show, but show before that, you know, we talked about the fire. That fire, I thank God for the fire. Sometimes we got to, man, we got to thank God for the trials that God allows us to go through, because they're burning stuff off of us. And if we would acknowledge these things that come, the burn that God sends, allows to burn off of us, if you would acknowledge those things before the fire comes, maybe the fire wouldn't be so intense. If we would acknowledge that we got pride issues, if we would acknowledge that we got some type of sin issue, something in our life that causes us to be judgmental of others, to think maybe we're higher than someone else or whatever it may be. You know, I don't know what your sin is, and I'm not trying to sit here and pinpoint it either. I'm just saying whatever it is that helps you to be the more human that you can be, Let's really get in God's presence and begin to identify those things and ask God to help us with removing them and really put together a practical plan with becoming better. Hopefully, man, well, in the near future, I'm going to share with you guys some stuff that God has been giving me about how to become a better man, what I've been doing to purposely become a better man. Because, you know, we always talk about how we want to be better, I want to be better, but we have to actually put a plan in place. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, you can't just be a better man just because you want to be a better man. Nah, if you want to be somebody better, and I'm saying man or woman, then you need to put a plan together. You need to sit down and write it out. You need to actually begin to work those plans. And so when God releases me to share it with you guys, I will. And I believe it's going to be a benefit or a blessing to you. So, hey, remember that scripture, man, Mark 2:16-17. Whenever you're going through something, you're dealing with something, just remember Jesus came for you. He knows that you're going through it. If you wasn't sick in that area, if you didn't have an issue in that area, if you wasn't a sinner saved by grace like we all are, if you didn't have an issue, he wouldn't have came for you. Matter of fact, it's your issue that qualifies you to sit and eat with Jesus. It's that thing, whatever that thing is that we talked about a couple weeks ago, whatever that thing is, that's what qualifies you to sit down and eat with him. It's not your holiness. He didn't come for those who were super holy. He didn't eat with them. It's that thing that's holding you back that Jesus is drawn to. He came to Jairus' house because of that thing. He came to the tomb of Lazarus because of that thing. He stopped because of the woman with the issue of blood that touched him because she had that thing. It drew his attention, everybody around him. But the woman with the issue of blood is the one he paid attention to because she had that thing. Stop putting it aside and acting like it ain't nothing. Thank God that you have something that gets his attention. And when you get his attention, or when he gets your attention, give it all to him. Saddest day in the world would be for you to have cancer creeping through your body and you walk up to a doctor in the doctor's office and tell him I'm good. No. Be honest. Talk to him. All right, man. I feel like I've been ranting and just going, but I hope that's a blessing to somebody, man. I hope y'all got my heart on that, man. You know, he came for me, and he's coming for you. You know, he loves you. He knows exactly what you're going through, everything you're dealing with. I'm gonna play a little music real quick, and we'll get back into this, man. God bless y'all. You know, I love you.
Yeah. Voila. I'm Franklin Roosevelt. What?
When seasons change, don't let go of my hand. They pass, they fall, they come, they go, but we will never know. And when I die, I hope you'll understand. We rise, we fall, we come, we go,
but we win but never end.
I thank Jehovah, felt like Franklin Roosevelt when the bombing at Pearl Harbor came and explosions fell, and Hitler was taking over with the flames from the folds of hell. Cause God came in and helped me escape my older self. Some stories I might not make it till 80 years old to tell. If vacation is going well, I pray that they can hold the mail. I'm replacing the broken shelf with the latest and oldest tales. No, my name isn't golden, but I'm elated, you know it well. I'd be fake if I boast in self, when it's nothing but the grace of my Savior withholding hell. But don't give up if I break or I fold or fail. Just hold my hand and know that he's making me over still. Sell my funeral to my family's wallet, but I got life insurance so they won't have to come out of pocket. There's only so much fuel that can go in my rocket. Just cause I got the ball, that doesn't mean that I never drop it. Means that I never drop it. So do your best to keep me, but I won't be here forever. One day you will never see me. I know the seasons change, but God, you would never leave me. I just pray one day to have the faith of Louis Zamperini. I'm gone.
When seasons change, don't let go of my hand. They rise, they fall, they come, they go, but we will never know. And when I die, I hope you'll understand. We rise, we fall, we come, we go, but we will never know.
There was a time when skirts were below the knees, and you could trust any one of your neighbors to hold your keys. Back when people referenced the Bible and holy things, and people believed in spreading the joy that Jehovah brings. Before that motion screen was influencing most of teens, the doing time in prison is the best that you gon' achieve. I'm on both my knees before the throne of the chosen king, trying to help before my doctors prescribing me dopamine. Remember when young Joe was doing the shoulder lean? Way back when me and young Tay, we stay rolling trees. Remember when mama stay cooking and poking beans? But that was way back when my new Ginobili was overseas. They selling death on the screen, now but hope is free. I used to pray that somebody would notice me, but now I know that my life is a vapor of smoke. It seems like the sons of Issachar pray that I would know the sea.
When seasons change, don't let go of my hand. They rise, they fall, they come, they go, but we will never know. And when I die, I hope you'll understand. We rise, we fall, we come, we go, but we will never know.
Hey, I'm humble, but don't get it twisted. Don't think I won't pop it off just cause I'm a Christian. I'm like Theodore Roosevelt with a bullet in my chest and a broken rib, but I'm still focused on the mission. Yeah, I'ma die one day, but till then I'm enlisted. Cooking up a massive weapon in the kitchen. I keep my word unlike these politicians. And ripping up out every one of you demons to pop it off just in case you missed it. From
deserve the love and mercy you show. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here.
Time for us to really put some attention back on God, man, with everything that's going on in this nation right now, all this crazy stuff that people are debating, just a lot of stuff that's just going on, you know, that really don't amount to a hill of beans. And, you know, I feel like it's a whole bunch of distractions, man. It's just really trying to get us away from the mere fact that You know, God created all of this, and he deserves all the glory and the praise. And so, you know, I really want to challenge you guys, man, tonight, tomorrow night, whenever you get a chance, man, just really go into your quiet place and just spend some time, some personal time with God. I want to take a quick turn real quick before the show is over, and I just want to kind of give a shout out to a lot of, to some guys, man, that I'm honored to know and I'm proud of, man. I want to give a shout out to Tory Ball, man. You, dude, you are an amazing father. I've known you for many years, man, and I love to see what you do with your children, man. The mere fact that you are a stand-up man, that you're committed to your wife. I want to shout out to Jason Hurst, man. We and him, we kind of share a birthday together. But one thing I know about Jason, I've been around him for a while, man. The dude is, he's an awesome father. He's an awesome dad. And just want to give you your props, man. Shout out to my pastor, Pastor Ken. You are a great example of what a father is and what a man of God is. Thank you for setting the example that a man should follow. Rashad Taylor, Neil Geiswhite. Man, I could just go on and on about some fellas that I know who are setting an example. And the reason that I'm saying this is because we're living in a time and a culture right now where men are being bashed, and especially black men, where it's just almost like, you know, we're not expected to be good fathers or providers or capable of being men of standard. And I know some, you know, I know some personally. I know some guys out there who ain't really doing it the best, you know, who could use some leadership and some guidance, you know, and I'm praying that God will send that to them. But I think we need to take out some time, man, and begin to really honor those who are setting an example and who are giving it their best. Because what we don't want to do is overlook the effort that they're putting in, you know. And so I just want to take out this time and personally thank you guys, man. It's so many dudes, man, that I'm leaving off the roster, man. Ron Nixon, man. It's Pastor BJ, man, dude. Elder Scotty. Man, I could just go on and on about just fathers. I'm not talking about, like, men who are husbands, you know. That's good and all that, you know, that you can be faithful to your wife. That's good. But, man, taking care of your children, like, really, really doing your job, you know. And honestly, the sad part about it is, guys, what's really sad about this is that's their reasonable service. It's reasonable service. But there's such a negative voice out there right now that I feel like we need to let our men of God know, and just these men know, hey, look, we're paying attention. God is paying attention. You're doing a good job. I know this is a big turn from the show and all, but it just hit my heart, man. And I felt like, you know, it would be robbery to not to say something if God put it in my heart to say it. So guys, next up after this show, is going to be an awesome show. I'm looking forward to hearing it. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy yourself. So please stick around. Keep your ears pent open. We got my sister, Erica Michelle, coming on. She's going to talk about issues of the heart, you know what I mean? Loving you on purpose and in your purpose. So she's coming on to talk about love and loving yourself, issues of the heart. She got a guest on tonight by the name of Marilyn Porter. So please stick around. Stay tuned. I guarantee you it's going to be a blessing to your soul. Thank you guys so much for sticking with your boy. God bless you. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ himself. In the name of Jesus. A to the man. Peace, guys. You moved my...